All right. Well, here we are on May the 14th, Saturday, May 14th. Just an exciting game with Alliance scoring all four goals in the first half for a 4-0 win. And I've just got Coach Orlov here for a talk, first talk in about 3 years. Let's say a few words about tonight's game.
Yeah, we wanted to come out fast, and we wanted to try to score early. We knew if we scored early, then we would be it would be a more comfortable game. If we conceded, then we knew it would be a tough game. We knew they had a couple of dangerous players that could hurt us, especially in the attacking part. I know a couple of them from the university, from McMaster. So we wanted to have a good start, which we did. We scored early, and the rest of the game, we kind of just did what we do. Just kind of went to our medium block, organized, yes. And we're happy about the clean sheet. That's probably the most important for us. Most games.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your team. Do you still have like a link with? I know with Markham and Wexford, young clubs. But how about anything still with the U of T out here, Centennial College?
Yeah.
Any
so
players?
Yeah. So obviously our club is owned by Markham and Wexford. So
yes.
If you saw at the end, we had a couple of younger players come in.
Yes.
And then so they're from our under 21 program, and they've come through. From Wexford, two of them. We have players that joined us from 1812 from last year. We had, and then the rest of the group are either current U of T players or U of T alumni. There's a big core of U of T alumni guys. They played in 2019. They're on the university team. Obviously, some of them graduated during COVID. So
yeah.
I'd say the majority of the team is U of T slash U of T alumni, and then guys from we have Praveen who's from Ryerson, so our we have a big OUA contingent on our group.
Sounds like Guelph, they're components of alumni too. Now, what was really important? I remember us seeing you at a game last year that Alliance sort of stepped back from playing at the top. Point, and I think it was partly the university situation with COVID managed. Could you say, I guess, why you dropped down and why, now that you're back, why you're so good?
Well, why are we so good? Because we have good players. That's
yeah.
probably the main reason why we're doing well to start the season. I mean, it's just a start. It's just four games. I mean, it's been a good start. Three wins, one loss. The Guelph game was we didn't play as well as we wanted to play, but it's
right.
Okay. I mean, just one game. The reason for the drop, I mean, in 2019, I think maybe people are forgetting, we only lost one game.
Yep.
We had, was it 11 clean sheets in 15? So we had a decent group. A lot of the same group has come back, but a lot of them were university. So that was the reason why we stepped back, because we just wouldn't be able to field the team. So we allowed our players, a lot of our guys went. So we had a guy go to Sigma. We had a couple go to 1812. So
yes.
we told them, look, for that period, go play League One if you do want to. Which some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them stayed and played in that summer league with us, a majority
right.
of them. But now we're back together, and four games, three clean sheets. So back to what we do best.
Was there anything special about one of the wins? You went up to Simcoe County and beat their sort of glamorous all-star team. Special with, hey, your guys.
Yeah, at the end, I'll just be honest, right up top, I don't think we get enough credit for some of our guys. In 2019, Defender of the Year, Kenny Liudis, Midfielder of the Year, Nicholas Stakic.
Yes.
Both of them were U21 at that time. None of them got CPL trials. Maybe it's just because we're not one of the bigger, glamorous teams.
Yes.
People maybe are forgetting, and I know that question might come up. At the end, we went there. We obviously prepared very well. We knew what they're going to do. We knew all their dangerous players, and they have a lot of dangerous players. But at the end, in football, the starting point is the team. And if our team is doing well, we can, let's say, negate a lot of the top players in the league, which we did exactly on the day. They didn't really have any chances. So we came away with a 2-0 win, and we've done it over the years to many of the top teams. So I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yes. And you've had playing for you that handsome man, Lucas McNaughton, now playing defense for Toronto FC in MLS, right?
Yeah.
And let's see. I'm just trying to think that might be it.
Can I say a couple words about Lucas?
Say a few
words. Yeah. So Lucas, at the end, we're so proud of him. He was at obviously the University of Toronto, but then he was with Alliance in our inaugural year in 2018.
Yeah.
He was a big part of our team. Again, we're so proud of him, and we're just happy we just put him on a pathway to showcase himself, but it was all him at the end. There's not much we're going to take credit for. He's the first player to go through the pathway of League One, CPL MLS. Obviously, there's been a lot of players from League One going into MLS, but he's that first one to go to kind of university, League One, CPL, MLS. And again, we don't get too much credit for it, but we don't really care. At the end, like we know that the level of our players, and we don't need to promote it and showcase it on social media. But yeah, we're extremely happy with how he's doing, and he played 90 minutes today. So. Great for him. Let's see what other heights he can get to.
Now, how important is it for your group and, you know, Markham and Wexford and recruiting purposes for your team to survive this top 12 split that they're going to do in 2024?
Yeah, Dan, look, our primary goal is to be in the top six to make the playoffs.
Yes.
However, it's been made pretty clear by our board and our management that we are expected to be in that top 12 or top 10, whatever it's going to be in 2024. I mean, we've had a good start, but it's just a start. We've played four games. There's 21 games, so we haven't even played 25% of the games yet.
Yes.
But it has been a good start, and we'll see. But it's very important. That's something for sure on our list over the next couple of years, to be in that top division in 2024, which we're excited for. And Dino Rossi and the group that's organizing together is putting good ideas and good thoughts about how to really make the league competitive and have the best play with the best, because that's what we need to get our younger players and all our players to the next level. The best got to play against the best, and it's the first step.
Okay, great. And just to finish, about making the playoffs this year, that's top six. Are you going to have like a full team just dialing back through history? A game that you once warned me not to go to,
yeah,
because your team all went to university, and
yeah,
you had like a bunch of ringers,
mm-hmm,
high school ringers, had to play London.
Yeah.
But this season, playoff-wise, you're going to... Yeah, these guys will all be here.
Yeah, they'll all be here. They're obviously, just like any League One team, we're going to have to deal with guys maybe going on vacation here or there. Guys can't make it to a game here or there because of an event or whatever. But I think every League One team goes through that. But in terms of the group, everybody's here. No, we're not. Nobody. This is the priority. And everybody's going to be here right until the end of the year, whether that's playoffs or not. Everybody will be here in 2019. I mean, it was what it was. Looking back now, I'll take responsibility for what happened. The organization and the planning should have been better on my part. I'll admit it wasn't a good look for the club. It wasn't a good look for the league, and I've learned from that. However, the league has done well to reorganize it, to make sure that everybody's here. So we appreciate that. And yeah, the plan is for everybody to be here. So let's see how it goes. Like I said, just a start. But yeah, we'll see how it finishes on August 20th.
All right. So thank you, Coach, for that nice interview.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you very much.